Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of February 12, 2022. My name is Quinn, and I'm your phonologist for this week. Maverick noticed that the wind was up to 50 miles per hour in Grand Maria's on Sunday the 13th. As of Monday the 14th, the ice coverage of Lake Superior was at 38%. At Isaiah's house on Monday night, he saw a giant icicle that formed from the hot air from a vent. On February 17th, the temperature at Baton's house was negative 10 degrees around at 5 a.m. In southern Minnesota, wind speeds were up to 60 miles per hour on Friday. Our area is under a winter weather advisory Friday the 18th, which includes 3 to 5 inches of snow, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour, and wind chills between 25 to 35 below zero. Be careful of driving through blowing and drifting snow as it can cause low visibility. On Sunday the 13th, it was 2 degrees above zero around 11 a.m. at Miss Jackson's house. Finches and chickadees were busy eating at her bird feeders. Also, Miss Jackson noticed that there were a lot of small holes in the snowbanks around her house. She spotted a red squirrel popping out of one of the holes like a gopher. It was busy collecting the fallen seeds from her bird feeders. Draven saw a deer jumping across his driveway on Monday the 14th. Also on this night, a skunk was smelled. Over the weekend of the 12th, a healthy-looking fox was spotted on a trail cam near our school. It had a thick coat of fur. On February 14th, Peyton saw rabbit and fox tracks when going down her driveway to get to the school bus. Jack saw some rabbit tracks at his house when he was heading to the bus. On February 12th, Maverick saw a hairy woodpecker out of his grandma's house. Multiple sixth graders saw a bald eagle on the way to Bizztown on Thursday around 8 a.m. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.